this one, yeah.
I feel I have to.
Right.
They're very good places to go to get that boat broken soon. And the busing thing, I don't care much about that, but it would be a little positive. Broken soon, the black school, so I go in and.
Ray has my notes from our conversation the other day, and he's moving on it. We're also doing the parochial aid thing with a bishop from Detroit rather than New York. On Flanagan's recommendation, he said that this fellow is the chairman of all the Catholic school apparatus, and he's a better guy to be corresponding with than Cook. So he's going to set it up.
Not bad. Second point. I was thinking that on the domestic council, maybe 10 papers, and maybe some cohesion or a theme to them. What I meant is that if we don't now presently know that we're going to be a situation like that, or certainly maybe one, but one, for example, that's very possible about is that excluded Ohio.
Two, four,
Northern Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, complexion, that's the iron. I was talking to this, this bulb is actually being chosen, that's why I'm over here. I mean, very bright bulb. It's kind of 100% of paper, and he's got it together or not. It's strong, so one of the major things we should do is to, is to have a study made of who the unemployed are and why they're unemployed. So you're going to find that physical and mental disability is one of the major reasons. And then what you have to do with this, of course, is fight labor. Then you have to provide means for people who are morons, for people who are physically disabled, can be employed, you know, and then amounts they can do. I mean, he's got to have the point that you take, for example, but Negro is itself.
Probably not, because nowadays they're eligible for employment compensation for welfare or some damn thing, and it's, you know, easier for them not to. We've got a breakout.
Another thing I would like people to have an opportunity to about welfare.
Fair, yeah.
He was saying, Thank you.
I've been waiting to say that till we got out of the town for a period of sentences. They had a big. That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's in the veto message. Sorry. It says that the turndown of spending, of your spending limit, shows that some congressmen are AWO, some senators are AWOL in the fight against higher taxes.
That's right.
And
sorry, that's good.
Others have been lured by the glitter of public works money. So they can choose which one they are. Now, we've had some pretty fair reaction to the veto message. CBS ran a Who Shot John on welfare last night.
So who shot?
Well, it's arguable. It long came off as the villain in the piece. If you saw the whole thing, I think the news summary was just a little bit off on that.
Well, I understand. I don't care.
Oh, I know.
Politically, as good as bad.
Sure.
I mean, the worst thing that could have happened to get that HR
sure.
But all these people on welfare, it removed the issue.
Long was funny. They interviewed him, and he said, "Well, I hope I get time during this program to take a little credit for killing that." CPI around the country may be bad. In a particular locality, it's damn good.
Yeah.
And that was what we did out in Oakland. You had a hell of a fine CPI out there. So we focused on that, and we got a big rise in the California papers on it.
Right. Everything we do, you see, helps. I am the certainly one that is the least sanguine about, or is the most sanguine about what the press does to us and the rest. All we're trying to do is to cut losses.
Sure.
I don't want the 6-9-1 ratio against us that we have in the Akron syndrome. So if we can cut it to 3-1, that's all
yep.
for the better.
That's
all we're trying to do. And we don't. And you don't worry about the fact that every story doesn't get a big play. You don't worry about the fact that they gas us here and there. Why do you just keep putting
it? Well, that's it. We don't have anything writing on any one story.
Right.
It's a big, broad thing.
So much good to put out. By God, let's put it out and get credit for it.
We can go
ahead. This is the football player,
Sarah.
Gail. he's a nice young guy and so forth, and he said, you know, I decided to do this, and said, I mean, he volunteered for Bob Brown Show, and he said, you've got a lot of things I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I took the sales on Bob Brown using, and you notice that those Negroes have endorsements are just getting
Yeah, yeah. The curtain is a
murderous thing.
It'd be a chance for you, if Davis is anywhere near around, to head him in and just say, you know, give him a pat on the back and a little encouragement for the message that sends.
Yeah.
If you haven't abandoned this guy and that you care about him as a person. Now, I don't know whether it's feasible. I haven't checked to see where he is or what he's doing or anything of that kind. But sure, but let's put it out.
Yeah.
So that it's known that you've seen somebody picked on him, and by golly, you're going to defend him.
He's standing up.
Yeah.
Or
he got up and he said, listen, I'm a black man, but he says, I got a right to support the people that I'm for. And he talked right back to this crowd. And it's in Chicago. And so they quieted it down, and he went ahead and put out a show. He didn't take any guff from him at all.
This is a better crowd, of course, for stirring up.
Sure, Stokes. Stokes. Davies and that bunch.
It's like a rough.
Terrible little Fauntroy here. Horses that. Dumb as
dirt. Yeah, I think we might.
Oh, we got elected. That's the best argument against home rule I know, is the fact that when this electorate went to the voting booth, they elected Fauntroy.
They shouldn't have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Running this capital city.
Well, we had a lot of good help on that this time, and we didn't get caught at it. And Fauntroy himself screwed it up some. Croak sank it. He worked with Anchor Nelson and the boys, and they got rid of it.
McMillan's gone,
but at the same time, Anchor Nelson knows how to play that game.
Great.
And he's our guy.
I think the
you know, if it looks like
I forgot. We've got a lot of good stories we can crack.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
And I can use the radio almost violently.
Well,
now it's like, now I can.
Let's.
I'll read this on a bitch on radio.
Let's put a lot of stuff together here. We get a big portfolio, folks, and then we can decide where to put it out. You can put some out here. We can put it out on the road. If we got any left over, we can leak it or leave it lying around for somebody to steal. You know, there are all kinds of ways of getting this stuff out.
Well, there are various things we want to know what you do.
Sure. We just put out a statement in your name and that'll run.
And this last couple of weeks, we've been a little bit of the
okay.
Because we have to realize that our first guy in the U.S. would be the main problem. What the hell is happening? And all that crap. I think they have to be a thing. They may not. And it's all right. Let everybody just keep it about where he is. But nevertheless, the main point is in this field, no reason to be losers.
Sure.
We've got a good case.
Right.
So, would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sure. I think your guys can have a lot of fun. Keep going back to crime and drugs.
Yep.
Pick out the issues. Make it very. The main thing is not so lucky kicking. I think that I may have overstated it. Like in the Congress and the rest. I would not like to be in the position of fighting so much with anybody. I would rather be in the position these last 3 weeks of sort of high road. This is what we're for.
Right.
And more in sorrow than in anger.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The rhetoric should be rather along that line rather than getting in a plain situation. I know I copper what I said earlier from the Congress. What do you feel about that, Tom? I attempted to kick him in the ass.
Well,
but I don't know that that's the right thing to do.
I think you can frame the issues like we did last night in a very impersonal kind of way.
What you do is fine. But
what you say can be the issue. And the water quality bill was,
do
we have higher taxes or not? Unfortunately, the Congress voted for higher taxes.
Oh, that's
you know, that kind of
stuff. I'm speaking under the rhetoric.
Yeah.
And all strong singers, the AWLS, I think it's fine, where you put it, it's fine.
Well.
Pin it on all.
See, we impersonalize it.
If you pin it on a few, there's no problem.
I banged McGovern last night from here, which I haven't ever done before, but it was delicious an opportunity to let go by.
I find it delicious.
Yeah.
Good.
It was the first time he's been in the Senate since Eagle Trail. Made the long trip back just to vote for higher taxes.
Yeah.
Side is pure defense. You're defensing all the time. You're trying to figure out how to screw it up, how to delay it, how to block it, you know, all that.
I agree.
And every now and then,
and I didn't think it was a screw,
they've done a superb job. Guys like Coral Ovis are up there till 3 o'clock in the morning and hacking away at this stuff. It's miserable. That's the greatest deliberative body in the world anymore. We get a lot of trouble in this world.
Well,
I went up there last night and watched them, and they debated the spending one.
Yes.
Just very sad, very sad. And you know, the House were out of order for 20 minutes. Just the old hands on the Hill were just all walking around shaking their heads last night. No leadership. Albert couldn't decide what to do. He was down on the floor huddling with people. Boggs wasn't there. And the House was standing out of order. And Ford was trying to get recognized to move to adjourn, sign and die. And Albert had left instructions with a pro tem not to recognize him. And everybody was milling around. It was a hell of a thing.
I know.
But it's hidden.
It's more important.
Yeah.
direct federal sales tax.
Permit the seller to label it, this price contains a 1% clean water tax, like they do on the gas pumps. Must be that.
Water tax is a good idea, though. But the car is passing their courses.
Oh, sure. That'd make a hell of an issue.
That's our problem. We'll have to be fighting the Congress here until next time.
I'm of mixed minds on this business of announcing that we're going to adhere to the $250 billion level prior to the election.
Okay, good.
Don't
do that, no, because that'll scare our people.
What do we cut?
No, the thing to do on that is to say, well, it's a tough issue.
Yeah.
It's a tough issue. And what about higher taxes? Well, the reason I suggested that, I don't want us to have hanging over the people our higher taxes.
Well, I suggested in the first instance, and the reason I did is that we finally have a legal basis for it. We think once and for all, we can argue that you do have the inherent power to withhold and cut.
My point is, are we going to be confronted with the fact that for the next 3 weeks we are going to have to be for higher taxes?
No, I got hit with that in here last night, and I said, look, what these two actions mean, the water thing and the spending thing, that the president now has no room for no latitude for maneuver. He's going to have to veto everything that's over the budget. And then, that's what I said last night. This is taken away, all of the latitude that he had. They said, what do we veto? And I said, well, just for example, labor HEW is now $500 million over. Congress has labored, and that's the best they can do. It's not good enough. So that's the carry away with it. But it seems to me that we could be putting out the story that you are now giving the most diligent attention over a period of the next 3 weeks to the problems of higher taxes created by these last acts of the Congress.
The Congress, on the one hand, refused to have a spending limit, on the other hand, exceeded the budget by $24 billion over 3 years.
Yep. We put that, for instance, this weekend. What's the president doing at Camp David? The president is studying this very difficult
situation. Well, I said, too, it's to get two huge briefcases of the country to take to China. And let's have those. You go out with me, and you might have Timmons go up on these instances. And as a matter of fact, the time to do it is when I go up tomorrow. So I'm going to Camp David tomorrow.
Yep.
To go up.
Right.
Now, let's go up about 4. So we say 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying, I'm going out to study the veto, and we'll be there over the weekend.
Right, right.
So
there are 110 bills. These briefcases have those bills and all those notebooks in them.
110 bills. We let them take a hell of a picture.
All right.
And you and Timmons.
All right.
How's that sound?
Fine.
And we're just up there to study.
Yep.
And you can say that you're going to have half a dozen domestic council people that are going to be there tonight.
All right. I think maybe I have the wires in and background them on the inventory of bills, what they are, what some of the prices are.
Maybe you want to do this. No, it's too much of a. Do you think the picture should be with me in the bags and so forth, or should it be on your desk?
When you do with the China stuff and briefing books and all that, we could bring the bills in, the stack of bills.
Right.
And a bunch of black notebooks.
Right. Put them right here on the desk.
Put them on the desk. And this is now the president's workbook.
That's right.
And you can say to the writing press, well, you can see how I'm going to be spending my weekend.
Right. We're picking this up, and I'm going to be, I have 10 days now. Which
you have till the 26th on most of this.
I've got 26th. I'm going to Camp David. That's that. I think I'd rather have a saber to tell them that.
Yep.
But I don't have to.
Right.
You want a picture of it, here it is.
Yeah.
But you could be in here.
Or you could do this. You wouldn't even have to be in here. Just let them come and take a picture of the desk.
That's cool. Here's a picture of the stuff that's going to get there. How about that?
I think that's great. We have a couple of big black domestic council briefcases and all this stuff. Well, it could be done at a time when they know you're somewhere else. If we've got another meeting in the cabinet room or someplace.
President, I could be in the cabinet.
And Ron could say, while President's in there.
He's right, the campaign with John Irving and members of the Madison County, Bill Timmons, studied the vetoes. But you might like to see the material that he's working on.
On his plate, yeah.
On his desk right now, if you want to sit down.
I'll talk to Ron about that.
And then, you and Timmons will come in.
All right.
And you could be in the picture, see what I mean? So you've got something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's more pressing to have a lot of.
Yeah, we can do that.
On the desk rather than briefcases.
Right.
And then we're going to spend the weekend doing that. And next.
Okey-doke. I'll talk to Ron, we'll get that set up. I think that would be a big help in dramatizing.
You get the.
Yep.
You do.